but mine.
You are nude right now?
Yes, I like to do all the radio nude.
Well, Joey, I hate to say this, but I'm always nude under my clothes. Really? How are you?
I'm good. Where are you?
I'm in Boston right now.
I love Boston.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
It's one of my favorite places. I went to school there.
Where'd you go to school?
Emerson College.
Ah. You and Henry Winkler, huh?
Yeah. We were in the same class.
Were you really?
No.
No, he's a lot older than you.
He is.
Yes, he is. You've done so many things, and you know, we all remember you, of course, from Ellen and the cult series Normal Ohio, and...
I'm glad somebody watched that.
Yeah, I kind of thought...
It was a good show.
Baby Bob, you know.
Yeah. That had a little bit of a life.
Yeah, you've done a lot of things, and you got some great stuff on the big screen, you know. I remember The Mask, you were in that. And,
a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Mixed Nuts, and of course, Inspector Gadget. My kids would know you from that.
Of course.
Yeah.
I had a whole new fan base after that.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it, that all the kids just, you know...
short, tiny boys.
Exactly, yeah. I hope that people can hear you, because your level is really low on this. Your level is very low.
I can't do anything about that.
Yeah, I know. It's all the technical mumbo-jumbo stuff.
I could talk louder.
That's okay. You know, I hopefully they'll be able to hear you, but if not, then we'll be able to do something with it, I'm sure, to fix it up. But
okay.
When you were a kid, you actually toured the world with Bob Hope, didn't you?
I know. What a serious loss, huh, for all of us?
Yeah.
I was, you know, the past couple of days, I actually talked to my mom about it yesterday. I feel so fortunate that I was able to have him in my life, or be in his world at least, for the amount of time that I did. And yeah, we traveled, we did around the world with the USO to the Persian Gulf, you know, all the way to the Philippines. We sort of made a circle around the world and had a lot of laughs. And, you know, I got to see the master of, you know, definitely a certain kind of entertainer, and, you know, a whole generation of, you know, a style of working, and quite a pleasure.
Yeah, I mean, it must have been exciting, you know. You obviously have, you know, showbiz in the veins, being the daughter of Connie Stevens and Eddie Fisher. Boy, you get actress and singing genes. Now, I haven't seen you singing anywhere. Why not?
Well, I have been. You just weren't invited yet. But now that
actually, you were in Greece. You did Rizzo in Greece.
I did Rizzo in Greece, and I had the great fortune to play Sally Bowles in Cabaret for
That's
about
right.
a year.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of years ago, just before I went off to have a child.
So where's the CD then?
What's that?
The CD.
I don't have a CD.
We need to get you one.
I know. I need to work on that.
Yeah.
Because every time I open my mouth to go even do like a benefit or something like that, I sort of remember how much I really, really love singing and that how much it moves me. And I remember that, and I say, oh, I forgot. I've got to cut an album someday. So I will.
Now, talking about kind of novel, tell us, you are a mother. You have a little baby girl named Skyla.
Yes.
Yeah, tell us. I'm a father of two myself, and I know how much it changes things. Tell us a little bit about the experience. And also, I mean, you're working, too, at the same time, and Dad's working. So how are you balancing everything?
Well, funny you should ask. I never really slow down in my life, and, you know, I'm sure eventually that'll catch up to me, but I watched my mom... really masterfully juggle all things as a child. And so I, you know, after a few years of marriage, we decided it was time, and I sort of worked through even being pregnant. I wrote a one-woman show called From Here to Maternity, and I also did the pilot for Baby Bob, 7.5 months pregnant. But I felt like she was gaining from that. I didn't feel like the baby was going to, you know, suffer.
Right.
And she delightfully has turned out to be, you know, at 2 years old, a wonderfully balanced, amazingly humored child. And she's on set with me. She has been from the time she was 7 weeks old. I went back to work. I did a show called Danny that was, again, short-lived.
Mm-hmm.
And she was around for Baby Bob, and that was quite a pleasure because there were babies always everywhere. And she's here with me now, and she's, you know, I imagine that if she would have been in school, I would have taken a closer look and you know, tried to weigh out what was more important. And right now, she's, you know, she's two. She doesn't know where she is.
Right.
She has her family around her. She's giggling and laughing and telling everybody action and rolling and cut and, you know, that where they should be. And
well,
and she enjoys craft service. So,
Do you know that I had your mom on this show in the mid-'80s, maybe early 80s, and you were with her at the time?
I was.
And you got on the phone and said, hi.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's sort of fun.
Yeah, and I have it on tape still, the interview with Connie, and she said, this is my daughter, Jolie. You want to say hi to her? I said, sure. So maybe, you know, when Skyla's old enough to say hi, maybe we should, you know, put
if
her on the phone.
If she were right now, she would say more than hi. She's ridiculous.
That would be okay. You can put her on, and that way, you know, when Skyla gets older and Skyla becomes, when Skyla becomes a big star, I can say to her, you know, you were on the show, too, when you were two.
Yeah, exactly.
And continue the whole thing.
She'll do anything she wants to do.
Tell us a little bit about your new show. You have a show on Lifetime. It's called Wild Card. It premieres Saturday night at 9 o'clock on Lifetime TV.
Yes, I play Zoe Busick, and she's sort of a wild card herself. She's got a lot of energy. She's a bit chatty. Wonder why they cast me. She's, you know, 30-ish and sort of still trying to find her way and who she is in life. And she's sort of a – the show starts off, she's dealing blackjack in Las Vegas, which is her current gig. And her life is sort of turned upside down. She loses her sister in a car accident and has to go back to her hometown of Chicago to take care of her two nieces and her nephew, and sort of in trying to uncover the truth about the accident that killed her sister, she discovers her talent for unearthing the truth and making people tell the truth, and is hired on as a fraud insurance investigator. I know that sounds very convoluted, but it's very clear.
Well, but yeah, that actually is a pretty accurate description of the show, though.
It is. It is. And then, of course, you know, the job of a pilot, you know, in general, is to introduce all the characters as clearly as you can, sort of endear yourself to an audience, and hopefully they'll tune in week after week and care about these people and want to see them. But it does sort of take a turn. She does become a bit of a career woman, balancing family and career and all those things, not unlike, you know, every woman out there that will be watching. I think everybody will identify with it.
You know, people in this world, especially in this country, seem to find a way to defraud each other through hate or revenge or greed or whatever it may be. And this series kind of, you know, gives a little insight into that whole thing.
Yeah, our show, every script comes from real cases. So it's sort of interesting to, you know, open up the first draft of, you know, the next week's episode and say, oh my God, people actually do things like this? And Zoe, in her infinite ways, sort of uncovers the, you know, the sort of the thing that everybody else is missing, which is, you know, because she's comes from an observing world and she's done a lot of things and seen a lot of people, so she sort of has a better understanding of people.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that you and your mother are close, obviously, that you must be, because you were together even when you did the interview with me. How about the other side of the family?
My father?
Yeah.
You know, I speak to him as often as I can. He lives in San Francisco, and we actually are not as sort of tabloid fodder as you may imagine. You know, it's a clearly not publicized, but clearly written about sort of, I guess, life story of Eddie and his life and his loves and, you know, sort of his troubles. He's quite a charming man, and I do love him, and we have, you know, a pleasant relationship. I didn't really grow up with him, so I...
Right, yeah, because...
I don't... but it's not a... we're not estranged, and we don't have, you know, any malicious things to say about our father.
I find it truly inspiring of the fact that that your birth was so controversial at the time, but you seem like a very nice, down-to-earth, and normal young lady, which I think is a testament to your mom.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have to, you know, pay homage to, you know, the woman who was, you know, working her tail off and trying to support a family, but also, extremely present and balanced and sort of delivered to us a life that was as normal as possible and taught us, you know, wonderful things along the journey, you know. I mean, she's it's killing her that she's not with me right now. She's coming up next week, but she can't wait to come up and see her granddaughter, really.
You tell her I said hi.
I will.
And do you ever talk to Carrie at all? Are you friends with Carrie?
I do. We're very close. We live about 5 minutes apart in L.A., and she has a daughter. And now, actually, the three of us girls, my sister Tricia Lee, has a year-old son, and we sort of come together on that level. You know, we didn't really grow up close as sisters, and now we are, you know, repairing that and making it wonderful, and we're all mothers, and we're actually, Carrie and I are actually working on a project together. She's writing a script for me that you'll hear lots about, and I'll come back on your show, and I'll talk about that next year.
That would be cool. And Jolie, you can see on the new show Wild Card, it'll be premiering Saturday at 9 o'clock on Lifetime TV. She'll be Zoe, and we know it'll be fun, and we know it'll be a good show because you're in it. Good luck with everything, Jolie. It's, and do me a favor. The interview's over now. Put some clothes on now, okay?
I will. And I'm going to tell my mom that we spoke.
Okay.
Okay.
You take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.